You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, guys? I want to welcome you to the Flip Empire Show. It's awesome to have you listening to this podcast. My name's Alex Pardo. I have been the host here on the Flip Empire Show for going on 7 years. So next year, we'll be celebrating our 7-year podcast anniversary. So I have you to thank for that. I so appreciate you taking the time to tune in here. And hopefully you've been plugging into the previous episodes. Thank you for those who have provided some feedback. I greatly appreciate it. I thrive off of that. You guys may or may not be aware, but I record these from my home. And so oftentimes it's me speaking into a microphone. And while I've become very aware throughout the years that I have many, many people who are going to listen to this once it's released, months and years from now. So I'm very mindful of that it's a one-to-many relationship I have with you. I'm also recording this by myself. I'm not in a live audience. I'm not in a studio. So the feedback that you guys give me is greatly appreciated. If you have the opportunity to provide some feedback, ideally through a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you consume your podcast, or even just tagging me on social media, starting a dialogue and a conversation, reaching out to me. I've had several of you send me messages. I really appreciate just the feedback, whether it's positive or not, because it helps me improve the show. I want to go ahead and share with you a couple things on today's show. So I am getting ready to take off to Utah. Actually, first time headed to Utah. So I'm excited to check out Utah, and I'm going there specifically for an event that I'll probably talk about on upcoming episodes. But myself and Steve have also been, in the weeks leading up to this point, we have been planning and prepping diligently for our upcoming Ascend Mastermind Retreat, which is going to take place in West Palm Beach, mid-June. Super excited to get together with the Ascend community and the family. And we've been planning a lot more for this retreat because we're completely changing the format. And we are doing, we'll probably talk about it post-retreat, and I'll share with you what I'm able to share. But we're going to be doing dedicated talks, whether it be hot seats, panel interviews, dedicated presentations, group think exercises, paired interviews. I mean, we're going to be putting a lot more emphasis on talks based around different vision elements. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because in a couple of days, we'll have our monthly Ascend Mastermind call on Zoom, which we do that every single month. And one of the things that I am challenging our community with is that I thought I would share on the podcast with you, because if you're listening to this, you're ambitious, right? Like, you want more out of your life and business. You want to grow in certain areas. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. So I know that for a fact. If you're listening to this, there's some level of growth that you want in your life and business. And with that comes attending events, picking up books, meeting people, going to networking meetings, joining masterminds, etc. Well, one of the frameworks that has been really, really useful for me as I'm prepping for Ascend and as I'm taking off to Utah here tomorrow for this event is one of the things I consciously do that I don't know that I've ever shared on the podcast is I want to share with you a framework and three questions you can ask yourself for you to maximize, extract, and get the most out of anything you're about to participate in. Again, whether it's a mastermind you're attending, an event you're going to, a book you're about to pick up, podcast you're about to consume, and you can tweak the questions a bit depending on what it is, whether it's an event or whether it's a book or whatever the case might be. But this is something that I do my best to remind myself to ask myself at least a month before any event I'm going to attend, and definitely the week before and days leading up to the event. So three questions I want to share with you that, again, I think can be really, really beneficial for you for future events that you go to or whatever the case might be. Now, number one, the first question I like to ask myself is, what do I want to get out of this event and how do I want to show up, right? Why am I going? Why am I taking time away from my family, right? Why am I spending X amount of dollars on a flight, on a hotel room, the time that I'm going to be away from my business? But again, most importantly, the time I'm away from my family. If I'm going to hop on a flight by myself and go somewhere, I better make sure that it is, that the value I'm going to receive is significantly more than the time I'm going to be away from my family. Like, I don't take that lightly, right? And then I'm also thinking, not just what do I want to get out of this event, but how do I want to show up for the people that are there? How can I create long-lasting, deep, meaningful relationships, right? On previous episodes, about a month, 2 months ago, I talked about the importance of relationship capital. I had the opportunity to speak at an event in April of some of the most successful storage investors in the country, and my talk was based around relationship capital. So don't just attend an event thinking, what do I want to get out of this? But it's a two-way street. How do you want to show up, right? Think about who might be there and who you want to connect with. I've gone to events where I've just kind of like, I've winged it, right? Like I've just shown up and I've just been myself. And those have been good events. Don't get me wrong. I'm not there to like screw around and just have fun. And like fun is a part of it, but I'm there for a reason. And I can share with you that the events that I've gone to where I've asked myself leading up to the event and I've given it some mental energy, there's been some thought behind it. Sometimes I've even taken my thoughts and applied it to paper. The more specific you can get about what it is you want to get out of an event and then how you want to show up, I can tell you that you're going to extract significantly more juice from that orange, so to speak, than if you just kind of show up and you're like, oh, let's see what this is about. You may be listening to this. You may be married. You may not be. You may have kids. You may not have kids. But either way, time is the one resource that you cannot get back. So if you're going to take the time to go somewhere and invest a certain amount of that time and energy at this event, make sure that you're clear on what it is you want and how you want to show up. So that's the first thing I ask myself, okay? And ideally, you want to do this at least a month leading up to an event and then ask yourself that question the week before and the days leading up, because you might find that your answer a month ago, because of life happening in those previous 30 days or whatever, like it may have been changed. Like, so you may want to tweak it. It's a living, breathing question. It's not a tattoo set in stone. Number two, what question do I most want to get answered? Right? So like you might be going to an event because like I have people now reaching out to me about investing in storage facilities, right? And so they have a question, hey, how can I get involved? Well, that's a very general, vague question. So I've spoken in the past on previous episodes about the quality of the questions that we ask. The better question you ask, the better answer you're likely to receive, at least if you're asking the right source. So really think about what question do I most want to get answered? And then you might want to take it a step further and say, who would be the person or which group of people could be the people that could answer my question? And then how can I dial in this question so it's very specific, right? Don't ask a general vague question because you're going to probably get a general vague answer. And then try not to go somewhere saying, hey, I'm trying to solve 20 different problems or get 20 different questions answered. At least for me, if I could dial it into like one, two, or maybe three questions that I most want to get answered, and now I know why I'm going and how I want to show up, I'm much more likely to come back from that event saying, hey, that was worth it. It was worth taking the 2, 3, 4 days away from my family and from my business and everything else I have going on back home because I took the time to prep leading up to this event. And then number three, what can I do in the weeks ahead to show up healthy and ready to give my all, right? I meet people at events, just quite honestly, that are there just to like, you know, after hours to like hang out and party. And by the way, oftentimes I can tell you that the relationship building that happens, it happens outside the room, whether it's at the bar or at the restaurant or when you go out, you hop in an Uber. That's where the true relationship capital happens. It's not when you're sitting down listening to somebody speak, right? It's the interaction and collaboration with the other participants and the people putting on the event, the speakers, whatever the case might be. But what is it you can do to leading up to the event to show up healthy so that you're in a position to get the most out of it, right? Like, so this event I'm going to, where I'm traveling to Utah tomorrow, the gentleman putting on the event said, hey guys, I challenge you to cut out sugar, cut out booze, cut out anything that may drain you or take away some energy leading up to the event, right? Like get a good night's rest the day before the event. So put yourself in a position and an environment where you can show up as the best version of yourself, because what you don't want to do is, again, steal time from your family, steal time from your business, the people that are counting on you, show up there kind of like just at 50%. Because you don't have the energy, you're tired, you went out drinking the night before, you got 3 hours of sleep, whatever the case might be, And now what you're really doing is, yeah, it might be fun, but you're kind of stealing time from those that are relying on you, those that are counting on you. So those are three questions. Just again, to recap, a framework that I would like for you to consider, apply. And for those of you who are really going to take me up on this, ask yourself a month, weeks leading up to an event you're going to go to is, what do I want to get from this event and how do I want to show up, right? What question do I most want answered? And then what is it I can do in the weeks and days ahead to show up healthy and ready to give my all, right? So that's a three-part question framework you can ask yourself to really ensure that you're going to show up as the best version of yourself, you're crystal clear on why you're there, and that you're coming back a better version of yourself so that you can give, you know, yourself to those that rely on you and those that count on you, your family, your friends. Because whether you know it or not, you got people that are relying and counting on you. So don't steal from your potential. So that's one thing I want to share with you. The other thing I wanted to talk to you on the podcast today, to kind of shift and go in a little bit of a different direction, is last week I talked about a conversation I had with a good friend of mine, somebody who's part of our Ascend community. And what I didn't share with you on that podcast episode that I want to talk to you now about is, he was sharing with me how he had a conversation with another investor in his market. And he was asking questions like, hey man, like, share with me some of your KPIs, right? Because we're in the same market. We kind of have similar businesses. And I've had some challenges. And this is my buddy talking to me. He's like, I've had some challenges in my business. My closing ratio's down. And I kind of want to see like what others in my market are experiencing. And this guy that he was talking to apparently sounds like he had his KPIs dialed in. He just wasn't like plucking a number from thin air. And he revealed to my buddy that his closing ratio in this market was 17%. Right now, my buddy's used to operating in like the mid to high 20s, sometimes low 30s. And so he's closed at almost double that rate before. But when he was sharing with me, he shared with me in a way where like it gave him a sense of relief and comfort knowing that, hey, I'm not the only one. There's others out there. So I immediately asked him and I said, dude, suspend reality for a second. I said, let's suppose that the conversation you had with this other investor in your market, let's substitute the 1.7, the 17%, for a 2.7. Instead of the 1, let's replace it with the 2. What if he would have told you his closing ratio was 27%? I said, what kind of impact do you think that would have had on your mindset, your belief system about this current market, and what's possible and what you're capable of? And he immediately caught where I was going. He said, oh, well, like I would have expected myself to at least be at 27% because like I know this investor, I know his business, we're in the same market. Like he's not any better than I am. Like I've closed at 25, 30 plus percent before. So I said, you got it. Like that's all I want you to know. So be careful, guys, who you're having conversations with. And by the way, I'm not condemning my buddy for having this conversation and asking, although I truly believe that the only KPIs that matter are your KPIs. But I don't think there's anything wrong with finding other investors in your market and kind of getting a baseline, but be careful what baseline you're choosing to accept, right? Because had he had that conversation and that dude would have said, I'm closing at 27%, all of a sudden that number is, it's planted in his brain as like, well, I should at least be at 27%. The fact that I'm currently at 14, 15, 16% is no good. But because he said 17%, his baseline was lower, and now he might not stretch or push as much mentally, right? So be careful what baseline you accept when you have conversations with people. And I'm going to continue to beat the drum home. That's why it is so important to analyze your environment, analyze the people that you have chosen and allowed to be around you, because that's why you're going to be the average of the five people. Right? I don't know if it was Jim Rohn or Brian Tracy or one of these personal development guys that talked about you are the average of the five people you hang around with. So be careful when you have conversations and people share something with you. That number might consciously or subconsciously now be planted in your brain as the baseline. I want you to push the baseline. Make sure you're having conversations with people that are going to elevate your thinking so that you can continue to ascend in whatever area you're looking to grow in. So that's what I want to share with you on today's podcast episode. Again, I would love for you guys to tag me on social media. I'm starting to put out a little bit more content on Instagram and Facebook. those that don't consume the long form show here on the podcast can start to get some snippets and some value from some of these segments that are broken down into short form content. So thank you so much, my friends. Again, I mentioned on the previous episode, this is a valuable, valuable resource. If you guys had employees in 2020 and 2021, check ERC.com. ERC is employee retention credits. Those credits are out there for people. These are funds you guys can use to grow your business and to just invest, et cetera. So there are funds out there. If you had employees in 2020 and 2021, check out checkerc.com. Obviously, you guys know I'm not a CPA, I'm not giving legal or financial advice. It's just a company that I've personally worked with and I've had great experience with them. And I've shared this resource with several friends and others who have gotten six figures worth of ERC credits, depending on how many employees you had. So see if you qualify. Take 6, 7, 8 minutes, and it'll instantly tell you if you qualify for employee retention credit. So with that said, have an incredible week. I hope you're having an awesome day, and I look forward to speaking with you and connecting on the next podcast episode. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.